T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
And I'd give up forever to touch you, cause I know that you feel
always. I know there's always that beep there. But it still makes me nervous every time it starts. Whew. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is good to be with you on this Friday afternoon. It is time now for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. And that is brought to you every week by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer. You, my dear friend, get the honorary first grievance
of
the week.
Yes, I have something to say about the DMV.
All right.
And it is not a grievance.
Dare I say gratitude?
It is a gratitude about the DMV. I am sober. It is Friday. It is 5:06 p.m. I am of sound mind and body, and we had the greatest experience at the Mission Johnson Drive location of the DMV today. We got in. We got out. Lisa was very helpful. Dare I say, it was pleasant.
You enjoyed yourself?
Yes,
are you okay?
I enjoyed my DMV experience.
Did you figure out how to do the DMV right?
I don't know what was in the air today. It was great, and I have nothing but gratitude. And I thought it was going to be my grievance. I'm like, well, I know I'm going to have a grievance. No, they were wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. wow.
It's cold outside, but I didn't think hell froze over.
Yeah, it sure did. Ladies and gentlemen, let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
All right, guys, it is time to play Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. If you can't get through on the text line, 576-7798, you can always send in your grievance to that same number. Just make sure you add a 913 before it. Chris, in Lenexa, you are first in. So, my friend, you are first up. Hello.
To be first, finally, after all these years.
Oh, hello, Chris.
Hey. So I didn't call in earlier when I wanted to, but my grievance are media organizations that send reporters near a street, in the street, on a highway recently.
Yep.
Not only alone, but without their safety vest. After that discussion earlier this week, I've watched two different outlets put reporters in that position without a vest.
It is a great call. I agree with you. My husband keeps a vest in his truck for that very reason. And these stations, if they are not providing those, should.
You mean like a neon yellow or neon green?
Yes. He keeps it with him because you never know.
They will never send Chris Ketz out into these elements.
Stranger things have happened. I'm just saying.
The Chris Ketz that I know and love reports his news from a comfortable 68-degree studio. Period.
Yeah, well.
Paul in Leawood. Hello, Paul.
Hey, my grievance is with the news media.
Okay.
For 3 days, we've been hearing about a man who assaulted a vacuum cleaner. And while I applaud the woman involved for calling, because she was obviously fearful, and it was right to have the police involved.
Yep.
But let's give them thanks for being under control and not putting hands on the woman. And thankful that there was no handgun involved, as too often is the case in domestic issues. This should have been a one-day story, and the chiefs get involved, the courts get involved, the couple gets some counseling, and it's a private matter. So three days of coverage on this story, which is really a non-story, is overkill.
Okay.
Okay. It is Festivus Friday. I'm not allowed to challenge your grievance, so I will not.
The Star just dropped a new story about the police report. Go look that up. Just go look it up.
Right. Kristen in Leawood. Kristen, you are next. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is people in parking. If you're going to drive a big vehicle, learn how to park it. I watched just yesterday in front of my office, someone pull a big, huge truck in on my driver's side, practically parked on top of my car when there was four spots next to him on his driver's side. He could have pulled over.
Ooh.
I wanted to leave work. I had to crawl through the passenger side of my car to get in.
Wait, you crawled through the passenger side of your car to get into your car because he parked so close?
Yes. There wasn't even like a foot. There was nothing. You could not. There's no way you could open the door.
I'll be damned. It's always the big vehicle people.
They don't know how to park. They always park in crooked and then the ridiculous thing is when there's spot next to him, there was four spots next to him empty on his driver's side.
And then I wonder, Kristen, when they do that, did you shimmy out the side? Are you Slender Man? How do you get out?
Well, keep in mind, it was her driver's side door that was blocked, so it was his passenger side. Is that correct?
Right.
But so did you crawl out and over? I mean, I've had this happen on my side where I'm like, how did you get out?
Dude, she couldn't get in.
I know, but I'm saying, how did the other person get out?
His driver's side door was on the other side.
How do you know if he didn't have a passenger?
He didn't. I was watching him in my office right out the window, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. I want to leave. So right next to me is an insurance company, and I'm like, well, maybe he'll only be in there a few minutes. 20 minutes later, still not out. I'm like, I need to leave.
By the way, from the text line, Kristen, to your grievance, 0722 writes, us big truck drivers can park anywhere we want.
Uh-huh.
Well, they can just park someplace else.
That's right.
So I can get in my car.
And then you Dukes of Hazzard your way in from the passenger
That's
side,
right.
Kristen.
Right.
Right. All right, Luke Duke, be good.
Bye.
All right. From the text line, the Chiefs-related caller, and this is not my challenge, these are other people's grievances. The Chiefs caller did generate quite a response on the text line already.
I know.
I'll just read a couple very quickly. From 6067, Scott, I know that I and hopefully a lot of other people are biting our tongues on that last caller wanting to applaud Willie Gay for basic human decency. No. From 3130, my grievance is with your Chiefs caller. You shouldn't get praised for not hitting a woman. 576-7798. Next up is Andy in Kansas City. Andy, hello.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I know it's grievance time, but I had a gratitude. I was down at KU Oncology yesterday for a prostate biopsy for the cancer to keep track of it,
mm-hmm.
and everything worked out fine. And I was treated professionally and respectfully and with kindness for all the staff, from check-in to screening to the doctor himself. And also just wanted to you know, medical profession these days get a lot of flack from what's going on with the situation. I just wanted to let them know that there are people that are very grateful for all the work that they do.
Good for you, Andy, and thank you for calling, and we're glad you're doing okay.
Thank you.
God bless, man. All right, be safe. Thanks. Be well. God bless you. All right, 576-7798. We will get to more of your grievances in just a moment. 576-7798. Don't forget, if you can't get in on the phones, and we are jam-packed. Oh, we do have one open line now just because of that call. So we do have one line open. But if you can't get in, you can always text in your grievance. Same number, just remember the 913. And Festivus Friday is brought to you by Michelob Ultra Organic Seltzer.
I don't care. Tuesday's gray and Wednesday too. Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday, I'm in love. Monday, you can fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday,
from the text line, 0563. My grievance is with our cruise line that has still not canceled our cruise that embarks in a week. Really? No plans to go, so I guess we postpone and lose over $600 in travel insurance. Ugh. Booked in August before Omicron. All right.
They're probably not going to.
My grievance is with the Missouri Attorney General. If you missed the news today, he did file a lawsuit against a number of school districts, many in the Kansas City area, over their mask policy. Telephone number is 576-7798. We do have an open line if you want to grab it. 576-7798, Andrew in Lenexa. Andrew, hello.
Hey, Dana Parks, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Oh, good. Glad to have you.
And you know, I love Seinfeld. I love Festivus. It's one of my favorite episodes. and I'll tell you what, this one, I was compelled to call because it just happened. And oddly, I was listening to this on the radio when I saw what I saw. So my grievance is directed at the guy who was sitting next to me at the light. I'm on my commute home in my car. The guy next to me who is very clearly and obviously filming the young lady who is walking across the street who's wearing running tights.
No.
And it's like, dude, I'll tell you what, feats of strength. Now, I've got two daughters, okay? He and I, if somebody ever did that to my daughter, we ain't playing feats of strength. I'm taking that Festivus poll.
Okay.
And I am.
Okay. Okay. We know. Yep. We get the picture, partner.
But, you know, it's like, come on, man. It's what a freaky thing to do. And yeah. I hope he's listening.
What city was it in?
Lenexa.
Oh, the Lenexa perv, huh?
The Lenexa perv.
You know who you are if you're listening. You know who you
are. Okay, man. Andrew, do appreciate it. My grievance, I'm teaching my son how to drive. And having honkers drive and flip us off while driving is not helping.
Welcome to driving.
Yeah,
kid.
Right? Welcome to jerk driving around town.
That is the real world. We do have a line open at 576-7798. I'm going to take it, even though it's asterisked. John in Topeka. Hello, John.
Hey, good evening. My Festivus thing is modern parenting. Because I'm confused on what I need to do because I don't understand these kids these days. Maybe it's just me being an old fogey.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, my stepdaughter, 14, she wanted to have a sleepover tonight. She says she wants to bring five friends. She asked her mom if it was okay. I said it was okay as long as they're all girls. She said one's a guy.
Okay.
I was like, no, that's not going to happen. And she goes, well, he's gay. I was like, well, he can stay till 9 then. He goes home. No, this is a girl's sleepover. And it's not going to happen. You know, I just don't want this to go wrong or bad. And she goes, well, actually, she's a she. She identifies as a guy.
Okay.
Trans.
Okay. Right.
So I'm like, she goes home at 9. She wants to identify as a boy. She goes home at 9. I'm being told I'm out of touch, you know, outrageous. This is crazy. And I don't understand anything. I'm like, well, I don't.
You know, John, I applaud you for asking the question. Because if she identifies as a boy, you would say, I'm not allowing a boy to stay in the house for a sleepover.
Exactly. And so, but she goes, well, she's a girl, so she can stay. I said, you're moving the goalpost. I said, you can't do that in life.
No, wait. Okay, just so I understand the grievance, I'm not here, by the way, to give you parenting advice. But I appreciate the way that you've presented this grievance.
My grievance is with modern parenting.
Yeah, no, I get it. I understand what you're saying. So the person in question here was biologically born a boy, male.
A girl.
Was born a girl.
She's a she, but she identifies as a boy.
And your answer is, well, if she identifies as a boy, then she has to go home at 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
Okay. And you're not punishing the child for being transgender. You're just following what you think is good parenting, and that is that boys cannot be part of the sleepover.
Right.
Yes.
And I think his daughter's saying, well, she identifies as a boy, but for the purpose of the sleepover, we're going to call her a girl, and that's where John said you're moving the goalpost. Which is it?
Exactly. Thank you.
A hell of a... By the way, I'm almost disappointed that you called in on Festivus Friday.
Yeah, that's a great topic.
This is a great topic. And can I just say something to you? I'm not going to challenge or clarify your grievance. I applaud you for the way that you handled this.
Well, I need help. This is happening tonight.
And I actually think you did it right. I'm sure there are plenty of people who will disagree with me, but I think you did it right.
But I thought I was all for trans rights. I was like, well, she wants trans rights. She wants to identify as a boy. She goes home.
9 o'clock, whatever your policy is.
John, yeah, great call. We might bring that back next week. That is a great call.
All right. Well, thanks. You guys have a great weekend, and God bless you.
I think God bless you. Okay?
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bless my heart.
Bless your heart, John. Good luck tonight. And if it's worth anything... I can't speak for Dana. I think you actually handled that one right and well. 576-7798. We'll get to more of your grievances here in just a moment. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks here on KMBC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic.
All right,
to
let's
the
do
bone,
this, guys.
No,
we'll have one reaction to the last caller that we have, and then we'll get back to what Festivus Friday is supposed to be. The airing of your grievances that don't have to do with the previous caller. For those of you who are going to have a grievance with the previous caller, 576-7798. If we want to turn this into a topic for some other time, maybe we can do that. But this is Festivus Friday. It's not a topic hour. And Festivus Friday brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Yeah.
576-7798.
Focus here, people. Focus.
We only ask that your grievance is as creative as you can possibly make it and not necessarily a reaction to John in Topeka. Karen in Wathena. Karen, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
I love to listen to your show on my way home from work. Thank you so much for putting this out there for people to have a platform to give their voice.
Okay.
Really appreciate that.
Thank you for letting us.
I wouldn't say my grievance was not necessarily like a reaction to the previous caller in Topeka, but it was just in general because I think we're raising kids in a different age that we grew up in, and we as parents, we have to accept and normalize some of these situations that we didn't experience ourselves when we were kids. Like, my son is gay, and he has a group of friends at school that uniquely in our town, it's a small town, he's been friends with since preschool. And he's a senior, and there oftentimes he goes and spends the night at these girls' houses, and their parents have taken the time to get to know him, and they know that he's not interested in a relationship with anybody else that's at the sleeping party. So it's just friends getting together, watching TV, eating popcorn, having snacks. They're not out speeding past the speed limit. They're not out drinking on a Friday night.
Yep.
They're in a home where they're cared and loved for, and the parents have taken the time to get to know him, and they don't judge him based on his gender preference or his attraction. And it's just, I just wish more people would be open to seeing what this is.
And Karen, let me tell you this. We are going to bring this back as a topic next week, because anyone listening who is the parent of a graduating senior where those kids have grown up together since kindergarten, and my children certainly would have been in that category, there was one class within all of my four kids that was so tight, they did everything together. And then that summer comes before they all leave, and, you know, they're all swimming at the pool together, they're all hanging out together, and you will get the inevitable, well, can't we all just stay here tonight? And they're all 18, and we'll get into that conversation next week. Because if you have a senior, it's coming.
Mike in Topeka. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. So I want to start my grievance by saying it wasn't me. But my grievance is with people who are quick to get angry and yell and be confrontational with someone who they think is taking inappropriate pictures when they're just on their way to a car club meet and happen to see a beautifully restored older car. In my experience, it was a Toyota Land Cruiser. However, that being said, I am totally understanding and okay with, if someone sees me taking a picture that they think is inappropriate, by all means, come up to me and question me and say, hey, what were you doing just now? You know, and I will gladly show my phone.
I was taking a picture of none of your business.
Yeah, right?
Right. But, I mean, me personally, if you come up to me and say, hey, you know, I just noticed that you were taking some pictures, and I think they may be a little inappropriate. Do you mind if I see your phone? I'd be like, yeah, absolutely sure, because I know that I wasn't. You know, it's that approach, I think, that I have these grievance with. You know, I'm all for someone questioning, because I think, unfortunately, there are some weirdos in the world. But just because you see something that may appear to be inappropriate doesn't always mean that it is.
Mike, thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, sir. Bye.
Be well.
He's right, Scott. It is all in the tone. And I asked somebody a question that I think would surprise you. Last weekend, we went out to dinner. As you know, Chris has a handicap placard, has a cane, is just now starting to be able to walk okay, but not super long distances on ice. And we were waiting for the one handicap spot right out front of this restaurant. It did not have a handicap sign, like the big sign that you see. Mm-hmm. It was written on the side of the curb. So it was a little hard to see, and there was some snow, but it was a handicap spot. And a man pulled, you know, zipped around and pulled into that spot. And I did ask him, I rolled the window down. I said, I am so sorry, but were you aware that this is a handicap spot? And he goes, oh my gosh, thank you for, no, I did not know that. I am so sorry. And I said, oh, it's okay, but my husband just had surgery and we would like the spot if you don't need it. And he could not have been nicer.
Now move.
Now get out of my way.
You better move or you're going to get your ass whipped.
No, he was nice. I was nice. And I was right. He did not know it was handicapped. Very
Dana.
I said, I'm sorry, but we need the spot.
Altitude, Dana. Take the altitude.
Have you seen his leg?
Taylor in Oak Grove. Hello, Taylor.
Hey, guys. I've been listening since I was about 25. I'm 29 now. Love the show.
Oh, thank you, Taylor.
My grievance is, I'm a younger guy, millennial. I work with a bunch of 40 to 50-year-olds, and they're all gruff guys with big beards. I got really long hair. And you know what? I recently started putting up in a bun because it's comfortable.
Good.
And my hair doesn't get in the engine and blah, blah, blah. I see these guys whispering about me. Man, I walk in the bathroom. One of them will just zip out without washing his hands. Like, what's wrong with a man wearing a bun? I just pulled into my girlfriend's house right now. What's the problem?
I don't think there's anything wrong with your bun. And Taylor, I know it's comfortable. I keep my hair up in a little clip all the time because it's comfortable.
It feels good.
It does feel good. You rock that, you rock that man bun, judged. Taylor.
Does it?
I will. Thank you very much.
You do realize that some people do make fun, obviously not just at work, but it has become sort of a joke, the man bun. I'm not, and you can wear your hair however you want. I don't care.
Hey, don't hate because I'm fabulous.
I'm not hating because you're fabulous. You are fabulous.
Well, that means a lot coming from you, I'll tell you that.
Thank you. I will point out that I'm just looking at articles on man buns right now because of your call, and the man bun is expected to be one of the 11 awesome male hairstyles that fades in 2022.
You're gosh darn right.
Okay.
I'll be one of the ones keeping it that way.
It's going to fade. It's going to go away.
No, the glory just rises.
I'm bringing it back.
Okay, Taylor. Taylor, you're fabulous, man.
Thanks, guys. You're awesome.
All right, be good.
You guys are on fire today.
Jared in Raymore. Hello.
Sympathy train on that one from Bald Guys is empty on that one. So.
Right.
But tough guy with his big long locks. But anyhow, my grievance.
You and your glorious locks.
Yeah. Oh, his combs and his problems and his hair clogging. Good for him. But
nice.
Issue I got is when people put their phones on Bluetooth, where they're at work, car, and they don't turn their notifications off. Listen, I want to hear a good song. I might actually put up with what you're playing. But why, when your Aunt Betsy texts you every 15 seconds and it cuts out the song, I don't want to hear it. Turn it off, Captain.
Okay.
Great call.
Be good, Jared. Melanie in Gladstone. Hello.
Hey, I am calling. My grievance is I work in a medical office associated with a hospital, and it has been a sort of ironclad rule since the beginning of the pandemic. Medical facilities, you wear a mask. Doctor's offices, you wear a mask for an appointment.
Yeah.
Every single day, people who come into this office repeatedly, oh, well, where I live, you don't have to wear a mask.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And people, in fact, we had one today that when a nurse said, you'll need to put that mask on in order to be seen, they put, I shouldn't say politely, they told the nurse to, you know, off.
Oh, good Lord.
And yes, and it's a constant battle. Or I hear, how do you breathe in these? You know what? I breathe all day
yep.
long.
Ask any nurse or surgeon. They've been doing it for years. And Melanie, hey. it's a great grievance. It's also posted on the door that you can't enter without a mask. So I don't.
Well, exactly. It's also posted in airports that you have to wear a mask. And how many times a day are we reporting those stories?
Oh, I know. But man, the medical office this week, it's sort of like, come on, please, you know, it's so frustrating. But you know what? I love you guys, love your show every single day, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Melanie.
What kind words. Thank you. 576-7798, Jim and Lee Summit. Hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
Good. My grievance is towards MoDOT and KDOT for leaving all the trash out on the highways, especially after there's been an accident. They leave their fenders and bumpers out there.
Oh. Now, let me ask you something. I'm not challenging your grievance, but if it is a serious accident, serious to the point that you need a tow truck, whose responsibility is it to clear the stuff off the roadway?
I would say it'd be the tow truck driver.
I thought it was, because I've been to enough of these wrecks, Jim, and they have these huge scooper-upper things, and I've seen them do it before where they take a bumper and throw it in the back seat.
Right. I don't see anything wrong with it.
That's the job of the tow truck driver, is to clean up the
I'm not saying
scene?
It's their job, but I've seen them do it.
Oh, okay.
I think it'd just be polite and courtesy that you see this big fender or bumper sitting out there, you get it out of the road.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Jim. Hey, glad we got you in, man. 576-7798. That frees up one line. Don't forget, you can check out our podcasts at kmbz.com or anywhere you get your podcast. Speaking of that, somebody says, man, I came into some drama on Festivus Friday just now. Looking forward to the podcast later when I get home. Yes. And then somebody else says, my grievance is that you guys need to be on the air more. That is what podcasting is for. KMBZ.com.
24/7, baby. 24/7.
Wherever you get your podcast, when it's over, just hit rewind.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a new romance. Everybody's going off the deep end. Everybody needs a second chance. Oh, you want a piece of my heart?
Lover Boy here on this Festivus Friday as we get ready for the weekend. I'm going to go to Tina here, but just look at line three and tell me what you see. I thought it was Tina Turner. It's Tina in Turner.
yeah, Tina.
But if Tina, it is Tina Turner, I want you to tell me what's love got to do with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Honest to God, I looked over and I go, Tina Turner? Tina in Turner, hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey. Okay, so, Dana, I don't think you realize. Okay, today I have had a day from the get-go out of bed with a four-year-old.
Yep.
And I'm listening on the way home here and just hoping my day's getting better. And, Dana, you made me laugh. You're sitting there and you're talking about Chris with the, handicap spot.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Chris needing the spot because he's walking with a cane, and he's not walking that long of a distance with a cane. Well, Dana, who can walk a long distance on ice without a cane?
That is a good point. I think what I was thinking, Tina, is if he slips and falls and re-injures that very expensive titanium knee, I would just fling myself into traffic. So
you made my night. You just made me laugh out loud in the car to myself. So keep it up, Gilbert.
You are so welcome, and we should all walk with a cane right now.
Absolutely.
All right, be well, Tina Turner. Okay, Tina in Turner. Okay.
I want her to call in again. She's Tina Turner.
From the text line, my grievance is that I believe that Parks and Dana should each get one challenge flag on a Festivus Friday.
Oh, a penalty flag?
A challenge flag.
Oh, can I throw it?
Well, you would have to say, I am throwing out my challenge flag.
I want to throw it.
As the officiator, I disagree.
It's officiator.
Well, I just want to be able to throw something during Festivus. That would be awesome.
Well, you can throw whatever you want. Scott's in there.
Yeah. Do you know my mom once got me a brick that you can throw, but it looks just like a brick, but it's not.
It was rubber, styrofoam.
But it really looks like a brick. So when you throw it, people freak out that it's not a brick.
Like a stress ball brick.
Yes.
Aaron in Kansas City. Aaron, hello.
Hey. All right. Here's my grievance. And people, I hope you guys are listening. Here's what it is. If they take away the mask thing in school, and I'm not making that whole point, but if they take away the mask thing in school, I'm a school bus driver, right? And we are considered public, you know, like the regular buses, like public buses.
Yeah, transportation.
Right, which is DOT, which means you got to wear a mask on the bus.
Oh.
Parents are flipping out. And my high schoolers are like, well, we don't have to wear it in school. Why do we have to wear it on the bus? Because the federal government says you do, because DOT says you do. And then they get mad at us when they get suspended off the bus for not wearing a mask.
Hey, that is a great point. And Aaron, I'm going to share that with all of our listeners on our social media platforms, because there are certain schools who are saying, look, we're going without masks right now. It never occurred to me that they don't take the mask to go to school, but then they would need one to ride the bus.
Right, because we can't separate them on the bus. I mean, we don't have enough drivers to cover all the routes, let alone, oh, we're going to put one student on this spot and this spot. We can't do that. So you have to wear a mask. And they're getting mad at us. And we're like, look up, you know, your DOT stuff. You still have to have a mask. And they get mad.
I get it. And I'm
suspended.
Aaron, I'm typing this out on Twitter and on our social media pages right now, because I don't think people have thought about that. We had not thought about that. Thank you for sharing that.
And Aaron, can I just give you some advice?
What?
Your voice is very strong and your personality is very strong. I wouldn't even say because the DOT says. I would turn around in my driver's chair if I were you and say, because Aaron said so.
Actually, literally, you know what I say? They say stuff. I say what I have to say back now to go, I don't argue with kids. Do what you got to do.
All right. Be well.
All right.
Okay. Take care. 576-7798. Buck in Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm a bread man, and my grievance is to these little old ladies that be out on my shelf.
Wait, hang on. You're a bread man? Like, you're the guy who stocks the bread at the store?
Yeah, I'm the bread man. I'm not going to give you the company name, but, you know, I'm the bread man, and I'm out here stocking the bread, making the bread look all nice and whatnot, and then these little ladies come on, and be trying to find the freshest loaf, and they'd be squishing my loaves. They'd be asking me questions about bread that I don't deliver. Like, I mean, it's just like, you know, just let me stock my bread and go, you know?
Let me ask you this, Buck.
Quit messing it up. Yeah.
Your grievance is against the loaf squeezer.
The elderly.
The elderly loaf squeezer.
Yeah. Yeah. They're out there. Just, you know, they're just so slow about it, too, you know?
They slowly squeeze the loaf.
They're in my way, you know what I mean?
Hang on, man. Hang on.
What is going on?
Now, when the elderly, and you've made sure to point that out twice, so it's always old women?
Men, too.
Men are loaf squeezers? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When they squeeze it, do they give it a firm squeeze or just a light squeeze?
They give it kind of a slap. Just be squeezing it and squishing it and all, you know, all sorts of... They're trying to find the freshest loaf, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I mean, I can't really help them with that, you know?
No. You're just there to do your job, Buck.
Have you thought to tell them, I just put them all up there. They're all the same freshness.
They're all fresh.
It doesn't matter. It don't matter. They'll still be looking and messing it all up. Because, I mean, there's, you know, they'll be putting on backwards and, you know, messing it all up, you know. Because you got to tuck the tail in when you put the bread on the shelf. Or the bread will squish, you know what I mean? There's a technique to it. And these old ladies just be, they don't care. They just be messing it all up. I make it look all pretty and then. They come in there and just tear it up. You know what I mean?
That's disrespectful.
Buck, that is disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And I am here to tell every elderly woman listening, stop squeezing Buck's loaf.
Yeah. I don't know. It's against you. Because you reach a certain age, I guess that's just like your hobby or something. You just like going in.
Just can't help themselves.
Store. Yeah. I don't know.
Do you ever wish that the younger ladies would come by and squeeze your loaf?
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind that at all. they can. They can do it all the time. But, you know.
Right.
Buck, you are amazing, and thank you for the work that you do.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
You're a lifesaver, buddy.
Might be my favorite grievance of all time.
Okay, all right, be well.
You got to tuck the tail or you're stocking the loaf.
That might be my favorite grievance of all time. We're flagging that one, Sam Stevie. That's getting a highlight. That's going to be on the year-end reel.
From the text line, awesome way to end the show. Yes, it will be. Hashtag justice for the bread man. Hashtag screw the elderly. And from 0670, you better put that tail on that shell.
Stuck it in.
All right. I think it's time for us to say goodnight.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Make sure if you want to check out our podcast, we would certainly encourage you to do that. And you can find all of our podcasts at KMBZ.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for tuning in on this Friday afternoon. And for the last hour, thank you. That was a fantastic Festivus Friday. One of the best we've had in a long, long time. Do appreciate your contributions. On behalf of our producer today, ladies and gentlemen, the finest man in all of these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we are back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Go Chiefs, 5:30 Sunday against the Bills. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And be good. We'll see you on Monday. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.